Namaste, teacher.
Namaste, children. All of you sit down. Before I start the lessons, I would like to give a brief introduction to music. Music is a beautiful form created through sound. What you are about to learn is art music or classical music. Classical music is music which conforms to certain characteristics, and the characteristics are based on musical principles. And the music you are going to learn is known as Karnataka system, as different from the Hindustani. Music is called Sangeetam in Sanskrit and Isai in Tamil. Any system of art music has to be learnt from a knowledgeable guru, since the music is founded on strong principles. First, let me introduce the instrument called Tambura, which is a drone instrument used for the purpose of Shruti. It aids the performer in maintaining the basic shajja or sa on the same pitch level of sound. There is a saying, Shruti Mata Laya Pita. That is, Shruti is like a mother and a laya or tempo is like a father to a child. Tambura has got four strings. The first string from the left represents Panchama in the lower octave, that is Mandrasthai Panchama or Pa. The second and third strings represents Shajja of the middle octave, that is Madhyasthayi, namely Sarani and Anusarani. And the fourth string again Shajja in the lower octave, that is Mandrasthayi, is called Mandram or Mandrasajjam. As is the tradition, I shall start your lessons with a prayer to Lord Vigneshwara, the remover of all obstacles, Goddess Saraswati for learning, and to the Guru or teacher. First on Lord Vigneshwara.
Mushikavahana
Mushikavahana
Modagahasta
Modagahasta
Chamarakarna
Chamarakarna
Vilambita Sutra
Vilambita Sutra
Vamana Rupa
Vamana Rupa
Maheshwara Putra
Maheshwara Putra
Vighna Vinayaka
Vighna Vinayaka
Pada Namaste
Pada Namaste.
The Shlokam on Goddess Saraswati.
Saraswati Namastubhyam
Saraswati Namastubhyam
Varade Kamarupini
Varade Kamarupini
Vidyarambham Karishyami
Vidyarambham Karishyami
Siddhir Bhavatu Me Sada
Siddhir Bhavatu Me Sada.
Finally, to the teacher or Guru.
Gurur Brahma
Gurur Brahma
Gurur Vishnuhu
Gurur Vishnuhu
Gurur Devo
Gurur Devo
Maheshwaraha
Maheshwaraha
Gurur Sakshat
Gurur Sakshat
Parak Brahma
Parak Brahma
Tasmai Shri
Tasmai Shri
Gurave Namaha
Gurave Namaha.
First, let me teach you how to set the voice in tune. Allow the tambura to play for some time. Absorb the shruti and then sing the basic shajja or sa, such as that it is aligned to the tambura shruti. In this connection, it may be mentioned that the tambura is initially tuned according to the facility of the individual voice, including the flexibility and range. While setting the voice to the tune of tambura, you have to control the breath to hold on to the note for a considerable duration.
Sa
This is an exercise for proper voice cultivation to gain firm grip over pitch, that is Shruti. 7 is a multifaceted number. For example, 7 colors of a rainbow, 7 days in a week, Saptarishis or 7 sages, that is Marichi, Atri, Angiras, Pulasthya, Pulaha, Kratu and Vasishta, Saptapadi or 7 steps. In Hindu marriages, the bride and the bridegroom walk together 7 steps, after which the marriage is irrevocable. Sapta Dhatu, the 7 constituent elements of the body, chyle, blood, flesh, fat, bone, marrow and semen. Sapta Nadi Chakra, a kind of astrological diagram used as a means of foretelling rain. And Sapta Talas in Karnataka music, that is Dhruva, Matya, Rupaka, Jampa, Triputa, Atta and Eka. 7 mountains and 7 oceans. In music, the 7 swaras are called Saptaswaras. Basic lessons are set in the raga called Maya Malava Gaula, which has been in vogue since the time of Purandaradasa, who evolved the system of practice for Carnatic music nearly 5 centuries back. Before I teach you the Saptaswaras, I would like to tell you the fundamental principles in our classical vocal music. The sound should emanate from nabhi, that is, the navel region. To observe this principle, which enables the production of natural sound in full intensity, certain rules are to be followed relating to proper use of the mouth. Also, it may be emphasized that in our classical music, false voice, nasal sound and jawing are to be eschewed. Now, I will teach you about the thalam. The swaravalis, like many of the other exercises and songs that we shall be learning later, are sung to a particular thalam. Just as the tambura provides the shruti to regulate the pitch, the thalam is a device by which we regulate the movement of the song in time. Thala involves actions of hand in general, and in particular those of the palm and the fingers. There are mainly 3 kinds of actions. 1. Bringing down of the hand with the open palm facing below and hitting the right thigh called ghatam. 2. Reversing the hand such that the palm faces above called visarjitam. And finally, the movement of the fingers, starting with a little finger called finger counts or viral ennikai. First, let me sing the saptaswaras of the raga Maya Malava Gaula. Sa ri ga ma pa dha Here, I would like to point out about the two ways of rendering swaras in Carnatic music. One plainly and the other with gamaka. A student has to learn both. In the beginning, one should learn the plain swaras. Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa. The sa and pa are sung plainly, that is, without any gamaka. The other swaras, ri, ga, ma, dha, ni, are sung with gamaka. That is, sa, ri, ga, ma, pa, da, ni, sa, sa. Ma ga ri sa. Gamaka is the term given to various shakes, curves, grazes, and embellishments used in Indian music. Gamakas are produced by the shake of the note in a peculiar manner and they please the listener. Sa ri ga ma pa da ni sa sa ni da pa ma ga ri sa. Normally, in one octave or sthayi, that is, the range between lower sa and higher sa, there are seven swaras and their names are shadja, rishabha, gandhara, madhyama, panchama, daivata and nishada. The swaras that are being sung now pertain to the raga Maya Malava Gaula. The swaras of a raga are defined with respect to the 12 swarasthanas into which an octave is divided for theoretical purposes. The swarasthanas of sa and pa remain constant, while those of ri, ga, ma, dha, ni vary. In Maya Malava Gaula Raga, the Rishabha is associated with Suddha Rishabha, second in the 12 Swarasthanas. The Gandhara with Antara Gandhara, fifth in the 12 Swarasthanas. Madhyama with Suddha Madhyama, sixth in the 12 Swarasthanas. Panchama, the eighth in the 12 Swarasthanas. Daivata with Shuddha Devata, ninth in the 12 Swarasthanas, and Nishada with Kakali Nishada, the 12th Swarasthana. To be more clear, I can point out the names of all 12 Swarasthanas and I will sing them also. First, Sa. Second Swarasthana, Suddha Rishabham or Komala Rishabham or the flat Rishabham. Ri. Third Swarasthana, Chatusrit Rishabham or Tivrit Rishabham or sharp Rishabham. Ri. Fourth Swarasthana, Sadharana Gandhara or Komala Gandhara or flat Gandhara. Ga. Fifth Swarasthana, Antara Gandhara or Tivra Gandhara or sharp Gandhara. Ga. Sixth Swarasthana, Shuddha Madhyama or Komala Madhyama or flat Madhyama. Ma. Seventh Swarasthana, Prati Madhyama or the Tivra Madhyama or the sharp Madhyama. Ma. Eighth Swarasthana, Panchama. Pa. Ninth Swarasthana, Shuddha Devatam, the Komala Devatam or the flat Devatam. Da. Tenth Swarasthana, Chatusruti Devatam or the Tivra Devatam or the sharp Devatam. Da. Eleventh Swarasthana, Kaisiki Nishadam or Komala Nishadam or flat Nishadam. Ni. And the last, the 12th Swarasthana, Kakali Nishada or the Tivra Nishada or sharp Nishada. Ni. Now, let us go to the first lesson, that is Swaravali. Swaravalis are 14 in number and all the Swaravalis are set in Aditalam, which is of a duration of 8 units and is manifested by one ghatam, three finger counts, one ghatam, one visarjitam, again one ghatam and one visarjitam. The span of time of four units covered by one ghatam and three finger counts is called Chatusra Lagu or Lagu. The span of time of two units covered by one ghatam and one visarjitam is called drutam. Thus, an adithala consists of one lagu and two drutams. 4 plus 2 plus 2 is equal to 8 units. When these 8 units are finished, you can say that one full avartam or avartanam is finished. Now, let me go to the first lesson. Sa. Ri.
Ri.
Ga.
Ga.
Ma.
Ma.
Pa.
Pa.
Dha. Now let us sing with the thalam. Sa ri ga ma.
Sa ri ga ma.
Pa
dha
ni sa.
Pa dha.
Now, all of you together, sing with me.
Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa sa ni dha pa ma.
The next one, you'll be stopping in the second note, that is Rishabha.
Sa ri sa ri.
Sa ri sa ri.
Sa ri ga. Sa ri ga ma.
Sa ri ga ma.
sa
ma ga re sa.
Now you sing the second one with me.
Sa re sa re sa re ga ma sa re ga ma pa da ni sa sa ni sa ni sa ni dha pa sa ni dha
In the first number, you were rendering all the seven swaras in their order and reaching the higher sa and coming back in the reverse order and reaching madhya sa sajja. In the second number, you were stopping in the second swara, that is rishabha.
Sa ri sa ri,
this one. Like that, in the third swaravali, you'll be stopping at Gandhara.
Sa ri ga sa ri ga sa ri.
Like that. In the fourth one, you'll be stopping at Madhyama.
Sa ri ga ma sa ri ga ma.
Fifth swaravali, you'll be stopping at pa.